Hey, everybody. My name is Ari.
My name is Jess.
And my name is Bella.
And welcome back to our podcast, You Grow Girl. So excited to be here.
So happy we are recording on this beautiful evening. It only took 87 tries to get it started over the past 35
I'm so sorry. My intros can be a little wackadoodie-doo.
We really should like take all the clips of us trying to start, but then like breaking out and laughing and like montage them and make like bloopers so that people
know that'd be so funny.
We literally sit here and laugh at each other for like 35 minutes before we actually say anything productive. Like
exactly. Yeah. We can't I can't even.
That's part of the fun.
It is though. I actually really had a good laugh and like now I feel like my abs are tighter, so
Oh, we love a good workout.
Why not, right? Before we start with our segment called Honest Hour, we would like to thank everybody on social media for following us and at You Grow Girl Podcast underscore for the Instagram. And if ever you guys want to DM us or to send us an email, our Gmail is yougrowgirlpodcast@gmail.com. And we would love to get your insight. We might do this week a little like, you know, those Instagram like polls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those like stories. Yeah, and like questions and everything that we would like for you guys to answer for our next podcast and just basically what you guys like in general, because I feel like we have to listen to our audience. All of our a lot of our audience is like our friends and our family and everything. We're so grateful for you guys. So yeah, let's start with Honest Hour.
Right.
I just started a new job. Yes, second job in 2 weeks.
We love a working woman.
Working woman. Let's just say that selling furniture isn't my forte. And so now I work in a gym. So did a workout this morning, loved it, crushed it, and it's amazing. And I know that Bella has been to this particular gym before, and I actually do you know what's really funny? I actually like heard it from your mom back in Florida, like five.
Oh my gosh, my mom.
Like about 5 years ago. I remember your mom started or something, or maybe like,
yeah,
I don't want to say, but it might have been like 10 years ago, because we've been friends for 10 years, so I remember that, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, there are some, like, exactly next to where I live, and they were searching for, like, a sales associate, so I was like, yeah, for sure, and I got the job, and so happy I started today, and wow, what an amazing job, and yeah, and, like, weekend was great, went out with friends, partied a little too hard.
No such thing. Story of my life.
So how about you guys?
I had a fantastic weekend, I'm not gonna lie. Since I've been at the new job, I work 30 to 35 hours a week, it feels like.
Jeez.
So, well, I'm like working probably 30, but then like I factor that commute in because like I'm not doing anything, like I'm obviously driving. So I got to just hang out and relax this weekend. I went to a date party with one of my best friends. It is the third year that we've gone together, so now it's a tradition, me and my broski. So that was a blast, getting dressed up. And then on Saturday, I just hung out with one of my good friends. We made some bomb-ass food, watched Ocean's 11 with Frank Sinatra, not the new one with all those other people. It's all about the old school movies from the 50s, and I made the most beautiful cheese board in the entire world. Well, I think it was, and devoured it. So I was a happy, happy camper.
Yay, that's so good. Jess, didn't you also do one though?
I also made a cheese board.
Oh my gosh, stop it. Jess's cheese board picture, we have to post it on the podcast Instagram because it was the cutest thing that I've ever seen. And I literally like wanted to send it to everybody and be like, look how cute she is. Like, this is just like, I was with my friend eating our cheese board. I was like, don't you wish you had this cheese board like I did? It was so cute. Oh my gosh. Tangent.
We should all make a cheese board someday. It would be amazing.
We should. It was just fun. I mean, I got laughed at. My mom's friends were like, that was so pretty. Did you have a bunch of people over? I was like, no, it was like me and one of my friends. And then my other friend came over after. And
I thought you were going to say like you were by yourself.
I would make one for myself. I would make one by myself.
Same. Charcuterie?
I had like leftovers.
Wait, I have a question. Ooh. Serious question. Charcuterie.
So it's French.
Charcuterie.
It's charcuterie.
Okay, teach us.
Oh, in French, it's yeah, charcuterie.
Sure. Like, I'm going to try but that.
I would say, like, charcuterie.
Charcuterie?
Charcuterie. Just say charcuterie. Yeah.
Charcuterie. Yeah.
Like, no, like, I swear, you guys would impress a lot of people. Charcuterie? Est-ce que vous voulez mon board de charcuterie et de fromage? And then you would be like, what the f***? Jeez. Okay. I should change the podcast to explicit, because... Lord only knows. We sometimes.
Yeah. So I have to tell you guys what I did on Friday. Excuse me. Sorry, I'm a little congested. Well, last week was super busy. I had like presentations and exams, and they all went well. And I got a call from my stepsister on Wednesday, and she had asked me if I had ever gone to a anatomy wet lab, and I was like, no, I have no idea what the hell that is. And she called me and told me all about it. So basically, it's through this company called Anatomy Gifts Registry. It's in Maryland, and they do labs for students. I guess it's more directed towards students in like the healthcare field, but honestly, anybody could do it. There's not like any prerequisites.
Jeez, I want to go.
It's these people, they donate their bodies to science. I don't know.
Okay, I don't want to go. I'm sorry.
I do want to say this. I don't want to like go into detail because it's obviously like HIPAA and everything, and I want to respect the families of the people, but I got to touch and like really look at human bodies and organs. We were dressed in PPE, which is like just like full gown, mask, hairnet, gloves, shoes, whatever. And like there was a full body. The person had a BMI of like 46, so like it was really cool to see what all that looks like underneath.
And, wow.
Got to see different skulls with different injuries. Wow. Like somebody had been in a car accident, so they had staples in their head. We got to see like smokers' lungs, and we got to inflate them and see the difference. And we got to touch an atherosclerotic aorta. Now, and so atherosclerosis is like your arteries.
Same.
Or any everything they like calcify.
Ella, did you say same?
They like plaque build up.
I literally heard
you don't want
oh yeah
that.
It was like artery whatever. Oh yeah, same.
Just trying to follow along.
Anyway, I can't even follow.
It was like $30, but it was the best experience of my life. Like, I know a lot of the students that were in there were in anatomy, like, 1 and 2, and I took that, like, 2 years ago, but it was really cool to see, like, because a lot of the, like, also, for each organ, they had a donor list, and it had, like, all, like, the history, like, demographics, medications, diseases, like, surgery. So that really, like, as a nursing student, that really put into perspective for me, like, what that would actually look like inside the body and, like, what my patients are going through. So I thought that was so cool, and I was so hype. It was
okay,
awesome.
I have, like, 3 questions.
Okay.
I'm proud of you.
Good job. So that's amazing for, like, nursing and everything. Wow. Amazing. First question.
You grow girl.
First question.
Yeah.
Did you see their head? Or is it, like, just, like, organs?
The one with the full body did not have a head on it, but there was one that, so it was a sagittal cut, which means, so, like, it just cut down the, like, half of their face. So, like, one side was the brain and everything, and the other side, like, still had the hair and, like, the face and everything.
Oh, yeah. God. Oh, Jess, you're making me a little nauseous now.
Sorry.
I got a paper cut and I cried.
And second question, this is why I'm going to put this show as explicit. Did you see his I want to know.
The full body.
Does it shrink when you
was
die?
Was he cute?
The full body was a woman, so they that part covered, but the one my sister had there, she did see it. I don't know the details, but maybe I can,
like, let us know. Explicit episode today. Does it shrink when you die? I really want to know. I might Google it, but I feel like I don't want to Google it. Do I want to? You guys, browser. This is what happens when you're single, when you're ready to mingle, and you just want to know the size you're of someone's about dying who's penis. Dead. I mean, why not? 100%.
Hey, you know what?
I will write no in worries. Brackets. Yeah. I will write
science
explicit content. Yeah. No worries about that.
Call her daddy level
12.
It's a little bit more morbid than that.
I feel like it's weird when I talk like that, because I'm like, wow, this makes me so happy talking about that. So you guys, this part was a little too inappropriate for me to show. I hate that word, but sometimes you just need to know your boundaries.
Jess. So on that note,
yeah, no, let's...
Today we're talking about nutrition.
We are so happy to be talking about nutrition. Ugh, I'm not a good person in life. I'm so sorry.
We're going to save all the explicit content for... We have more...
I will put a beep when I say...
Yeah, don't worry. Smart.
Beep!
I want to have a disclaimer before we start getting into nutrition. Obviously, everybody has their own way of doing things, their own definition of a healthy lifestyle. So we all have different things that we do that makes us feel healthy and our best versions of ourselves. And some things I know, like especially me, that like I do, I know it's very controversial. Some people may not agree with it or think that it's like it's not like the definition of a healthy lifestyle, but it's what works for me and what I do to feel good. So I just want to put that out there that we're not advising anybody to do what we do.
Completely agree with that. I mean, at the end of the day, diets are relative and different things work for different people. The stuff that I have to say is probably not going to work for like everybody, because if I'm going to be completely honest for a second, I don't eat super healthy. Same. And I think we'll touch more into that like coming up and stuff. Okay, so who wants to start with like their definition of eating healthy? What does your typical diet look like? How do you balance?
I think that my diet and everything is very simple, which is why I am literally like easy peasy lemon squeezy. Whatever I can eat, I'll eat it. But pretty much, I mean, I have that mentality that like everything is in moderation, food, alcohol, anything. And so I pretty much like I won't be the healthiest, like for real, like I got a free pizza from Domino's because I've ordered a lot from Domino's, and I was like, oh, like cool, free pizza, yeah. I shared with somebody, but still, like we order Domino's like a lot. And I mean, I don't care a lot. Like, so when I went to college, I gained that famous freshman 15 in 2 months. I gained 10 pounds in 2 months, which if you guys know me, I am a very small girl. If I gain like a lot of like, I know I gain it in my thighs and in my butt. Like, I know that that's like where I gain most of my weight. Yeah. And it doesn't matter. Like for me, like, if I gain like weight in my butt, I mean, it's fine, right? It's fun. Make a butt. But I don't want like a jiggly, ugly butt, like for sure. So I'll compensate and I'll go work out, which is something that, you know, I'll do. And so like, let's say like today, since I worked out and everything, like I felt like so much better. And I ate, I actually ate like 3 meals today, which it was, well, it's usually you eat 3 meals, but I didn't eat breakfast and I ate lunch and like 2 dinners sort of, because I was so hungry. So it depends on what day, depends on if I worked out, because I worked out a lot today and I burned like a lot of calories. I was really hungry. But I mean, I feel like you can have that slice of pizza or that whole pizza if you want. You can do it. Yeah. It's fine. It's not something that you should like, not let yourself eat because of something that the balance says. Like,
right.
I weighed myself and I was like, holy crap, like, what? I never had been, like, that weight, and now I actually don't mind it because I know that I still work out and I still do stuff that I want to do, and, like, yeah, so, like, it's, yeah, so that's pretty much it. That's what I do. I think what I would say is everything in moderation, and that's pretty much it. I don't know if you guys probably agree, because I know we have, like, a lot of, like, the same mentality when it comes to, like, food and when it comes to working out, but I know some people maybe struggle with food and struggle with having the motivation to work out. 100% totally get you guys. Whoever has had trouble, I've had friends close to me that have had trouble with food, and it's not something fun. So you need to work on yourself before you want to, like, let's say, change your body or something. That's something that I feel like it's also an interior journey and an exterior journey. Like, it's inside and outside. Course. So everything in moderation, that's what I'll say.
I agree. On the note of, like how you handle food, I mean, I've always, like, kind of struggled with body image. I still do. And I'm always, like, I always, like, look for ways to, like, try and feel more comfortable with myself. But I also know that, like, I know what it takes to be healthy. But I have, like, an emotional tie to food, and I try and, like, not have that. Cause when I get upset, then I eat. And, like, I have sweet tooths. I love carbs, but, I try to take away that emotional aspect. I've been getting a lot better with it, but I have been doing intermittent fasting, and I do keto as well. I try to focus more on, like, the clean eating aspect, so not a lot of processed foods and everything. But I do, like, I want to say that I have done a lot of research on intermittent fasting and keto, and there is a lot of health benefits to it. I know it's very new, so a lot of the like long-term effects are unknown, but, like, right now, there's nothing that I have found that has pushed me away from it. And when there is stuff that I'm like, oh, like, maybe I should look more into that, like, it can cause, like keto, like, causing diabetic, or not diabetic, but, like, ketoacidosis. But when I did research, it was talking about how that is really only for diabetics. So, I don't know. I mean, everything you do, you should have, like, a soul back up for that. So, like, I do my research or whatever, but doing that, I feel a lot more confident in myself, and I have a lot more energy. Like, the fasting, I do between, like, 16 and 20 hours of fasting. I mean, obviously, if I get too hungry, obviously, then I'll eat, but, like, I'll eat dinner at night, and then I'll go until, like mid to late afternoon the next day, and I try and stay under, like, 50 calories when I'm fasting. Like, I'll have coffee and stuff, which fills me up, but I have a lot more energy throughout the day. I don't know, like, before, like, when I eat in the morning, I don't know if it's because, when I eat carbs, I always feel like shit. Like, I just get really tired, but, like, having low carbs and just, like, the clean eating and fasting, I have a lot more energy, whatever. And it's also, I think it's pretty easy to manage. So, yeah, that, I mean, drinking a lot of water. I think it's important to note that, like, obviously, like, I do stray away from that sometimes. Like, if I'm having a craving for something, like, I make sure that it's, like, a real craving, because, like, your brain is crazy. Like, you could, like, one second I could be craving French fries, and then, like, I'll wake up the next day and I'll be like, no, like, I don't know why I was craving French fries. But then there's also those times where, like, I'm craving, like, a donut, and I'm craving it for, like, 2 weeks. So, like, that, or not that long, but, like, when I'm craving it for, like, a long amount of time, then that's when I'll, like, give it and, like, feel that craving. But there's, like, definitely a difference between, like temporary cravings and, like, true cravings.
Yeah. Yeah, that definitely makes sense.
I think you have to know the difference and everything.
Coming from somebody with, that was like, a lot of words, one of the world's largest sweet tooths, I literally text Jess every day, like, I'm going to order insomnia, I'm going to make some, like, ice cream, or, like, yum. Oh, mug cakes. When I found out about mug cakes, like, that was dangerous. But I want to say, I did intermittent fasting over the summer, and I loved it. The only reason I don't do it now is because of the time situation, because I run around for, like, some of my days, so it's hard to, like, time exactly when I'm gonna eat and like have like real meals and stuff. But something that I found when I was doing it was mental clarity, like focus, kind of like I felt like when I was at work I was like more focused, and I don't know, for some reason I just felt that the work was kind of getting done easier, if that makes sense. I wasn't getting so like lethargic, like I wasn't getting like tired sitting at my desk. So, I definitely would say that I eat relatively healthy, but I don't eat healthy like you guys in the sense. Anybody that knows me well knows that my favorite thing in the world is to cook. So, it's hard for me to give up complete, I don't know, like, substitutions and whatnot. Because, like, if I'm making avocado toast, I want it on, like, homemade sourdough, country bread. Like, give me the carbs, like, doesn't matter, like, I want to have it, like, if you're gonna do it right, like, if I make pasta, we're gonna get some homemade pasta, and, like, we're just gonna, like, have that meal and be fine. I'm a huge fan of the 80-20 rule, so 80% of the time, I try to eat very clean and healthy, make healthy swaps, and then on the weekends, especially, I'll have, like, homemade pasta, or, like, super, like, indulgent, like, cheesecake, or, I don't know, just something more like less healthy, because I just don't believe in like 24/7 like being perfect. I will also say that I am really here for like the healthy substitutions. So if I want pizza, I'll make a cauliflower pizza, or if I want french fries, I'll do like a turkey burger on like the thin bread and sweet potato fries with like organic ketchup. Like, I try to eat very like clean and organic, and I think my biggest tip as far as eating healthy is to eat non-processed. So you could still have like french fries and stuff like that if you're cutting up the potatoes, putting them in the oven or putting them in the air fryer, and having them that way. I feel like that's, you know, you can still indulge in the food that you want, but you're not having any of the process or any of the extra oil or chemicals or anything like that. And then something that I would like to say that's also helped me a lot is I'm a huge HelloFresh fan right now. I'm going to be on my third week of HelloFresh, and I did the Calorie Smart, so all the meals are under 600 calories. And they're super good meals, and they're very filling, and they're super tasty. And I just like the aspect that everything is ready to go, and I could just cook when I get home, and they take me about 30 minutes. But then something I also did back a while ago was the whole meal prep game, where I would pick a breakfast, a lunch, and a dinner, and I would meal prep it all out on Sundays. I still do that if I have a super busy week, so like finals, I'll typically do that. But that's a super good way to control like what you're eating, and as far as just cooking your own food, I feel like helps you eat healthier and not eating out as much, because you are controlling what's going into your body. But yeah, I would have to say, like, as far as eating healthy, those are my guidelines. I don't track calories or macros. I try not to restrict myself. If it's a Monday night and I want to order insomnia cookies, I'll probably do it and just work out like a little bit more the next day. I don't know. I believe in eating good food, and maybe it's not always healthy, but you know, you just go to spin class for an extra hour the next day or whatever. It's completely fine. Like, it's no problem.
That's true, though. Like, everything in moderation and everything. Like, if you eat those, like, I don't know, if you eat, like, 5 more brownies, the less you eat, and then you can just do everything in moderation, and it's really nice, and just everything that you eat, you have to, I mean, I don't know if I'm making sense here, but like you can just eat everything you eat in moderation. You can have 3 brownies, but
in moderation is, I think it's really great. And just like what Bella said, like if you want to eat those 3 more cookies, then you will. But just, you know, go to spin the next day, go to your workout the next day. Don't, you know, everything, like balance everything out. Pretty much.
Yeah. So speaking about working out, what would you guys, how would you guys describe your workout schedule for the week?
Well, mine like really varies. I don't know. I try to go when I am healthy. I try to go to the gym probably like at least 4 times a day if I'm really feeling it. I'll go like 6, not 4 times a day, sorry, 4 times a week. If I'm really feeling it, I'll go like 6 days out of the week. And when I go, I usually will do, like I'll do at least 30 minutes of cardio. I am usually on the stationary bike, and then I will do like arms one day, abs one day, legs one day. If I'm really feeling motivated, I'll mix it all up, do like multiple weight sets in one day. I mean, yoga, I know we talked about that a lot in the last episode. I do, like, if it's nice out, I am not really a big runner, but sometimes I do feel like I like to go out and run. It's kind of like clears my mind. I live on back roads, so that's a good spot for me to run. And I mean, I'm used to, like, in high school and everything, I was a athlete all year round. I played field hockey and lacrosse, so it's definitely like a big change for me since then. I've tried the whole CrossFit thing because I thought that having somebody push me would be like it was in high school, so like forcing me to work out. But I was going by myself, like I didn't have any friends with me, so like you have to get partners and everything, so I don't know, it just really wasn't my jam. But if I would have had a friend, it would have been better. But yeah, just going to the gym as much as I can.
Yeah. What about you guys? I've never done CrossFit, but I do think that there's something about workout classes.
Yeah.
And having somebody tell you what to do that definitely helps you work out more. I know that when I was down in Florida, the workout app that I had to book all my classes, you had to book the night before, and if you canceled within like a certain amount of hours or whatever, you got like a fee.
Charged.
So it really incentivized you to like book and go to the class, because like, you know, you book like a 7 a.m. morning workout class, you wake up, you don't want to do it,
you just want to don't want to go.
Yeah, but that helped you do that. But as far as my workout schedule, in a dream world, I work out every single day, but with my time constraints, that doesn't happen. For example, today I woke up at 6, I was at work by 8, I was home from the office at 6, and I had 85 million assignments waiting for me, as far as like even making dinner and cleaning the house. Like, there's no way I was gonna get a workout in. And still go to bed at a reasonable hour. So those, it's just an opportunity cost that if I feel like I have work to do or I want to get a good night's sleep to wake up for work tomorrow, I don't mind skipping a workout if it's like that type of thing. On a perfect week, I do 3 days of cardio, 3 days of lifting, and a day of yoga. I still try to get every week at least 1 day of each of those. I feel like having that good balance between resistance and strength training and cardio and then yoga helps me stay balanced. My favorite workout as far as cardio is definitely spinning. Yeah. It's just what I tend to enjoy the most. I tend to have pain like in my knees whenever I run.
Me too.
So I try not to run on a treadmill too much. So I'm definitely a big spinner. And then yoga, I cannot say enough good stuff about. Like, I know we talked about it last week, but doing like a hot yoga class, or I used to do aerial yoga, which was like suspended yoga.
That's so fun.
And we would use like free weights and stuff. In my spin class, sometimes we use free weights, so it's definitely more of a workout than just, you know, sitting on a stationary bike. So I feel like pretty good about myself, like if I do like a good powerful workout. But other than that, that's pretty much my workout routine for the week. Like I said, I try to get at least one day of each of those in. I definitely work out about 3 days a week, but the goal is to get to 7.
Yeah.
Really? You want 7 days a week?
I feel like if I could really make it a habit and, you know,
yeah, move, you can, yeah.
Move for an hour every day, I think it would do so much, not only for my physical
mental appearance health, for sure.
And stuff, but for my mental health. And I want to say, you know, everybody thinks, like, when you do cardio, it's like, you have to be dying, like, running on a treadmill as fast as you can, like, blah, blah, blah. I'm a big fan of LISS workouts, too. Like, I love HIIT workouts, so, like, 30 minutes of, like, interval training on a treadmill or on a stationary bike and just giving it your all. But LISS, walking at an incline at, like, a 3.5 speed, watching a Netflix show, you know, you're not necessarily thinking. I, like, send emails or, like, catch up on some work that I have to do. You're not necessarily thinking about working out because it's easy to multitask, but the low, what is it? Do you just, low, you know, intensity, what the acronym interval stands for? Training.
Yeah, low intensity interval.
Or for LISS, it's like low intensity steady state, and you just do like the same, like 3.5 on an incline for 45 minutes.
Oh, gotcha.
And yeah. There's benefits to that too, yeah. But it's working out, or even just a peaceful yoga class, like Yin, which is probably, like, not necessarily the easiest, but the calmest and the less work involved, is supposed to be the best workout for, or the best type of yoga for weight loss. So it doesn't have to be, like, a super ham, you know, powerful workout that you feel dead and drained after.
Yeah, and the... It's funny that you say that you your knee hurts when you run on the treadmill, because today... So it's what my workout is 30 minutes cardio and then 30 minutes strength training. And my knee was hurting in the end when I did the treadmill, because I do like intervals on the treadmill, and my knee was hurting so bad, like for real. But I have this like knee, how do you call it? Like a
brace? I have a knee brace.
Yeah, I have a knee brace that I'll try to use tomorrow when I go.
Yeah, I definitely recommend it. And stretching out, too. Yeah, stretching out before you work out.
Yeah.
Before I work out, I feel like I definitely feel better as I work out.
This is so random. I mean, it's kind of on topic. But my knees also hurt when I run. Because when I was in middle school, and obviously I was playing sports and everything, I had Osgood-Schlatter's disease. Do you know what that is?
Huh?
It's called Osgood-Schlatter's. And... So the bottom, I don't know, sounds like it. The bottom of your knee, like, rubs against the top of your shin, like the bones rub together. And I still have bumps on my, like, on the top of my shins from it. Like, it makes these big bumps. I had to get a physical therapy and everything. So
that's
my excuse.
I know. I played lacrosse for 1 year in high school, and I did something to my knee, and I ended up just quitting the team and not. I was like, oh, like, my knee's. Like, I was about to say the F word. My knee's messed up. I'm just not going to play anymore. But then after I quit the team, I never followed up on my knee. So probably not taking care of it is why I'm in the state that I am.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I did physical therapy too, and my knee's not like 100%. Okay.
Yeah. Spin is so much better for your joints.
And walking.
It's more sustainable in the long run.
And the whole, I also.
Yeah, I think it is.
Walking on incline and everything. That's good. Like, no matter what level you're at, but like, that's really good to build your endurance, like gradually build it.
Yeah. I think it is.
And I mean, like, I'll watch a Netflix show or listen to some Ben Shapiro and get me riled up and walk on that incline and get going. And before you know it, that 45 minutes just disappears.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, yeah, it goes by super fast. Like, really, I think that when you do something you really like, let's say, you know, walking or spinning or anything, I think it goes by really fast.
I agree with that. I think that working out is 100% a mental game, and you need to do something that you like. If you don't like lifting, if you don't like running, don't do it. I hate running.
Yeah, even if you like doing Zumba dances or whatever.
Yeah, Zumba's
fun. You know, like Zumba classes or something.
Go play tennis. Yoga. Go play tennis with your friends. Play a round of golf by yourself and carry your bag. Walk all 18 holes. Like, there are different ways to get workouts in that you'd be surprised about.
Yeah,
you
active.
Could do, like, a 20-minute circuit or something. Yeah. I think a lot of the being healthy is just the whole mentality of just staying active. Like, that's why I said I want to be able to do something for 60 minutes every day. If I go on even a beach walk, like, remember, Ariane, when we used to do beach walks?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Walking.
And your sand is hard to walk in.
Yeah, like, sand guys is don't know, but
you guys, like, come on. Like, really, sand is... The reason people run in sand is because it's freaking hard to run in. Oh, it's horrible.
I can't walk in sand.
It is, and I don't like it. I remember your mom used to go, like, jogging in sand, and I was like, jeez.
Oh my gosh, yeah. God. No, but it's definitely one of those things that there's so many ways that you could justify working out or staying active, and I think that's just a matter of doing something that makes you happy. I mean... Yeah. As long as you're moving and you're getting, what is it, aerobic or anaerobic? I don't know the difference.
Well,
but just exercise.
Aerobic is like
cardiovascular.
The
whatnot.
Oxygen. My brain isn't working enough right now to tell you, but aerobic is with oxygen.
Brain flow. Yeah.
Let's take her out of like the little nursing.
Jess is always in nursing.
Stage of her life. But I think the question is, with a lot of people and everything, and what people want to know is, where do you get the motivation to work out? What inspires you? Like, of course, you know, we can say what inspires us and everything. I mean, I can tell you that I have a Pinterest board.
Oh, yes, me too.
With, like, inspiration and everything, but what else, like, motivates us, you know?
For me.
This might be cheesy, but workout outfits.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, if I get a new so workout good. Outfit or
oh my God, Bella.
That I want to work out in, I'm like, oh, yeah. We got to go work out. We got to go, and everybody's at the gym, see this cute Lulu, like, whole nine yards. And then the other thing I would say is internal health. Like, I think being healthy, like, working out and eating is just, to be internally healthy, to have a good immune system and a good cardiovascular system, and just to stay, like, an overall healthy person. Of course, we probably have the physical appearance that we want to be, but I would say a lot of my motivation, yes, like, I do, you know, want to have, like, a lean body and stuff like that, but I also don't want to get sick often, and I want to live for a long time and be the 80-year-old grandma going on hikes with her grandkids. I'm so fit. Like, fit life, yeah.
That's so good, though.
So, yeah, that would be
bad. That's awesome. Literally my grandma.
I wish.
She goes on walks 3 times per day.
My girl.
Morning.
I'm gonna join her.
Morning, and then, like, at lunch.
She's something. Inspirational. I mean, that's the goal. Obviously, like, online. Yeah, of course. Like, if what I else? See like, somebody Jess. Else, like, posting a workout or something that motivates me to, like, try new things. That's also another thing. Like, I think it's good to have a variety of workouts, because when you get stuck in the same routine, like, it gets to be kind of a dread to, like, oh, you're like, oh, I'm doing this workout again. Like, you gotta spice it up a little bit. But a lot of my inspiration just comes from, like, how I feel. Like, if I'm, like, feeling like crap, then I'm, like, motivated to, like, go work out, you know? And, like, once I'm at the gym and, like, I'm feeling good, then that's even more motivation to be like, okay, like, I need to do this all the time. Like, I feel so good. So that's really all I have on that note.
Yeah. Even this morning when I was running and when I was sprinting on the treadmill, I had a reason to sprint. Like, I was mad. Right. So I think that what's really funny is one song came on, and it was a song that, like, meant a lot to me, but not, like, you know, for the good reasons, like, oh, that used to be our song or something. And I was like,
yeah, literally.
And I ran.
Dude, every time
shit.
I get pissed off, I go to the gym, and I'm just like, get a hit workout.
I ran in. So much. The girl was like, wow, Ariane, good job. And I was like, thank you. I was like, don't tell me good job. Tell the guy that, you know.
No, I also want to say, as far as, like, this pertains a little bit more to lifting, I think, but you could attribute it to cardio, is, like, PR, like, personal record. Like, I try to, like, up my weight, like, every, like, 2 or 3 weeks, and try to increase when I'm on, like, a really steady workout grind. And the feeling of like PRing on a machine is just like, oh yeah, feel good. Let's keep this going. Like,
yeah, exactly. Motivation.
And then I'm not gonna lie, when that pre-workout hits, there's nothing stopping.
I actually had coffee this morning for pre-workout, and it was amazing.
Oh, it was I'm so talking good. About
yeah,
like,
you do get the shakes,
supplement
dude.
Pre-workout.
No, I know, but
you get the shakes.
I wanted to say
yes,
something
you do.
When you were talking about like,
I think with coffee I got the shakes,
getting your anger out.
Yeah, you might be.
I did karate since I was like 5. People don't believe me, but I'm a 6th degree black belt.
Oh, I love this.
Same.
But I used to get really angry. My cousins are twins and they're my neighbors, and I used to get so like have so much anger, and like they would just piss me off, and I would go to karate and I would just like beat the shit out of the punching bag and everything. I was like, use that as my drive to like do good in class.
I mean, let's just say family and friends could be some of the best internal
motivators.
That's so funny.
As far as, or just people in your life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think we're all catching the drift.
Oh, yeah, it can, for sure.
Catching the vibes.
I think we're all talking about the same thing.
Yeah, some people that you...
Just as
feeling
we're
catching the drift, I think. But...
So, yeah, no, I definitely, you know, fit life, yo. So, speaking of fit life, what are your goals for the week? My goal is to work out 5 days this week, the week starts on Sunday, I've only worked out one, so we gotta get after it. I'm gonna go to spin class tomorrow at 6:30, mark my word. If I, yes, okay, I'm gonna go to spin class at 6:30.
Hey, I'm in the morning?
That's if coffee. I don't,
oh, you
I will
go,
Venmo
go.
You both $5. I will write this up. That's a coffee. That's a Starbs, baby.
Yeah,
no, I'll write this up and I'll have my my people notarize it so that it's official. And yeah, if I don't work out tomorrow morning, I'm Venmoing you guys $5. Be there, be square.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, you want me all to stay awake.
All right, deal. Deal. Yeah. I think my goal is the same too, like, literally, yeah, we're like, we want the money. I mean, it's, no offense, but it's only $5, like, I...
That's a coffee, girl. That is a cold brew with cold foam.
I know. At this stage in life, though, I actually need that $5, so I was like, okay, like, why not? But I feel like we have the same goal in the sense that I really want to work out a lot this week. And just, like, I feel motivated to, like, start sort of a new chapter in my life with, like, the chapter that just ended. And I am really happy to just sort of start over. It's weird to say, but I just want to start over in life and just, yeah. For the week, I mean, I work, like, a 40-hour. I have a 40-hour week at work right now. But I think that before all of the shifts, like, for sure, I'm going to go work out. And I mean, guys, I freaking work at a gym. Like,
I know.
Stupid if I don't work out. It's freaking stupid if I don't work out. I know. It's really stupid if I don't. So tomorrow I'll be like, I'll call them up and I'll be like, do you have time? Like, this 12 p.m. class? And they'll be like, yeah. And I'll be like, yeah, got it. I'm so happy.
Well, my goal has to do with something Bella talked about. I think it was in the last episode or the second episode or something. It was about stillness, because I listened to the Skinny Confidentials episode on stillness, and I was thinking back of a time that, like, I was in, like, a pure state of just, like just with myself and, like, with my surroundings, and I was skiing in Lake Tahoe, and I was going down the mountain, and I literally just stopped in the middle of the mountain, and nobody was around me, and I just looked around, and it was just beautiful, and I was just like, everything was so quiet and peaceful, and it was just like I was in my own little space, but obviously I was in like a huge like area, but I was just like taking it all in. So I was wondering if you guys like had ever experienced something like that. I mean, definitely, like, my goal is I want to be able to achieve that stillness more often, because like, I meditate and everything, but I have a hard time getting to a deep state of meditation. So, like, I don't really get that stillness from there. So I feel like if I could get it just, like, a little bit in my everyday life, like, that would be great.
Yeah, I agree with that. I would have to say my most prevalent moment of stillness comes whenever I do yoga, because you're not allowed to have your phone on you. You're not really thinking about other people around you. Especially, I try to go in the front so that I can't see everybody else around me. And it's one of those things where you really are just focusing on yourself. And Shavasana, like, you have to stop and meditate. And it's one of those things where it's like you don't have a choice but to just focus on being still. And also, in yoga, your breathing is a lot. So if you're, like, not still, you're probably going to fall over in a pose or something like that.
Right.
Yeah, man.
My thing, like yoga, like, I'm still in that stillness, but I, like, my mind is always racing. So even, like, when I'm doing Shavasana, I still, like, I'm still thinking about a million different things.
Start really meditating with Headspace.
Yeah. I mean, I think it takes time also.
I do.
That helped me a lot.
Before you guys actually told me what stillness was, I did not know what it was. So now, like, for sure, like, I'll pay more attention to what, like, my surroundings are and everything. Yeah. And, like,
yeah.
So thank you guys so much for listening to our episode today. We are a little Bella and Jess, their finals are kicking in. As you can hear, we have been coughing. thank you guys so much, and we're so happy you guys got to listen to our podcast. And make sure to go
like, subscribe, comment, DM us.
Listen to our podcast every Monday, and we love you guys so much. Thank you guys so much again.
Goodbye. I love you all. Everybody. Have a great week. Go crush it. You grow, baby.